This is Dave.
And Joyce, and we're talking to the author of the book, Size Spies. He was the first one to have the story on remote viewing or the psychic warfare program. But they wouldn't print his book. So now it is out, and you can get it, Size Spies, at the Power Hour. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. I'm going to go back to Linda. Linda represents a very large portion of the Power Hour listening audience, and Linda believes that this is sorcery. Linda, I'm going to go ahead and let you make your comment, and then I'm going to have Jim respond, and we're going to have to move on.
Yes, just two quick examples. The devil has the power to put it into the hearts of men to do evil, but he presents it in a different way, such as Judas. He put it into the heart of Judas to go to the Sanhedrin to give information to them about Jesus. While he might have had other thoughts in mind, thinking that he could get Jesus to stand and fight, he didn't understand what Jesus' mission was on earth, and that was to suffer on the cross, etc. And he betrayed Christ, and that had already been prophesied. Even though he had the right to choose, Lucifer knew the weakness of this man. Here's another example. Let's say you're a person with a lot of money, and you put it into the heart of an individual to start up an organization called the Cancer Institute, and you think that you're going to go out and help millions of people, when all along the way, Lucifer is using this to not only hurt people, but to lie people, to lie to people.
Okay, give me your final comment, because I need to go to Jim. Linda? Is that your final comment?
Well, more or less, yeah.
Okay. All right, let me get Jim's response then. Jim, where
okay,
do we stand?
Well, what Linda seems to be talking about primarily, whether it's Judas or somebody that's contributing to something they think's worthwhile but that is actually not, is deception, okay? Deception, and yes, there's deception all over the place, okay? Weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, that was a deception. And how is the average person supposed to see past the deception or through the deception? And remote viewing, using our own innate intuitive psychic abilities and our own intuition, that's the way to see through the deception. And I can't see that that can be a bad thing, although it can be misused like anything else.
Yeah, I want to jump in there. There are some folks, you know, when you start talking about, you know, UFOs or ETs or something like that, there are some folks that, you know, that basically say, hey, look, they are all Satan. They're all evil demons, et cetera, et cetera. I know you can't even talk about any type of extraterrestrial, but to those folks I would say, wait a second. Angels are not of this world. They are not terrestrial. They are extraterrestrial. So, I mean, will we deny the existence or the goodness of the Archangel Michael? You know, I mean, see what I'm saying? Is it, you know, there's somewhere in between is where the truth lies.